From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. The weather outside is frightful if you're in many parts of the upper Midwest. A heavy snowstorm has shut down freeways and airports in 5 states. Blizzard conditions are being reported in 8 states. Lieutenant Jeff Lorenz of the Wisconsin State Patrol says a 150-mile stretch of Interstate 94 in the western part of the state is impassable.
We probably have had some in the neighborhood of 50 crashes in the last 18 hours, as well as we've had probably over 100 slide-ins. Vehicles that have slid into the ditch.
The storm has dumped 20 inches of snow in Wisconsin and other states. Eau Claire could get 2 feet of snow by the morning. The New York Giants-Minnesota Vikings NFL game was postponed until Monday because the Giants couldn't make it into Minneapolis because of the blizzard. 2 explosions in Stockholm, Sweden on Saturday killed 1 person and injured 2 others. The BBC's Damian McGuinness reports an investigation is underway to determine if the explosions were terrorist-related.
Security police in Sweden received an email about 10 minutes before the first explosion in Stockholm on Saturday afternoon. The mail contained a sound file in both Swedish and Arabic in which a voice condemns Sweden's presence in Afghanistan. Sweden is also criticised for supporting the Swedish artist Lars Vilks, who in 2007 drew a controversial cartoon of Mohammed.
The BBC's Damian McGuinness reporting. A NATO airstrike in eastern Afghanistan has killed more than 24 suspected insurgents, including a Taliban leader. Officials say at least 22 civilians died in other attacks. The violence comes days before the Obama administration is about to release a new review of the American strategy on the Afghan war. The eldest son of disgraced financier Bernard Madoff was found dead on Saturday. Mark Garber of member station WYNC in New York reports he apparently committed suicide.
46-year-old Mark Madoff hanged himself in his Soho, Manhattan apartment. It's the second anniversary of his father's arrest on a multi-billion dollar Ponzi scheme. His lawyer, Martin Flumenbaum, said Madoff had, quote, succumbed to 2 years of unrelenting pressure from false accusations and innuendo. Mark Madoff reported his father to authorities and has never been criminally charged in the biggest investment fraud in U.S. history, but has remained under investigation and is named in multiple investor lawsuits accusing him of profiting from the scheme. Just days ago, a court-appointed trustee filed a lawsuit seeking to recover any money from the fraud scheme that had been paid to members of the Madoff family, including Mark Madoff's 2 young children. For NPR News, I'm Mark Garber in New York.
President Obama tonight says he's praying for Richard Holbrooke. The top diplomat is in critical condition after more than 20 hours of surgery on his torn aorta. That's the large artery that takes blood from the heart. Holbrooke was meeting with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton on Friday when he collapsed and was rushed to George Washington University Hospital. From Washington, this is NPR News. In Raleigh, North Carolina, Senator John Kerry and North Carolina Governor Beverly Perdue were among the hundreds attending the funeral for Elizabeth Edwards. The estranged wife of former presidential candidate John Edwards was praised in eulogies on Saturday as a strong person who dealt with several tragedies with grace. Edwards had been battling cancer during her husband's run for the White House. She was 61 years old. Demonstrations are planned in support of WikiLeaks and its jailed founder, Julian Assange. Larry Miller reports from London on how Assange is coping as he waits for his next court date on Wednesday.
Assange's lawyer denies reports his client is being held in isolation at London's Wandsworth Prison. Assange is fighting extradition to Sweden, where he's wanted for questioning on sex-related allegations. According to Mark Stevens, Assange has a single cell and is able to watch TV with other prisoners, but he doesn't because, as Stevens put it, he hates daytime telly. Assange does eat with other prisoners. Stevens has said Assange did not order nor approve cyber attacks by his supporters on websites, including MasterCard and Visa, which stopped taking donations for WikiLeaks. A Spanish website called Free WikiLeaks says demonstrations protesting the jailing of Assange are planned for 7 Spanish cities, Amsterdam, and elsewhere. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The boyfriend of swimsuit designer Sylvia Cachet is being held without bail. 24-year-old Nicholas Brooks is accused of attempted murder and strangulation in New York following Cachet's death. His attorney, Jeffrey Hoffman, says Brooks is not guilty and that Cachet was absolutely fine the last time his client saw her. Brooks is the son of Joseph Brooks, the man who wrote the Academy Award-winning song, You Light Up My Life. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News.